我们下午继续来查考《使徒行传》的十六章。
This afternoon we'll continue study Acts chapter 16.
我们上午跟大家分享的保罗跟希拉在神想不到的带领之下有想不到的人，就是吕迪亚一家来信主。
This morning, we mentioned that Paul and Silas were guided by the Holy Spirit unexpectedly, and they came to Philippi, and then the whole family Lydia were baptized.
那这个想不到的人信主之后，也提供了想不到福音的需求的供给啊。
This whole family of Lydia, they were baptized, was happened unexpectedly, and this bring out some unexpected need.
好，但是对外开拓福音的工作并不是都很顺利，也会有阻挡。
And later we see that the work of evangelism is not always smooth, and they will encounter some obstacles.
而这个来自魔鬼的阻挡，也用想不到的形态呈现出来。
The way the obstacle or attack come from Satan also happened in an unexpected manner.
想要来混淆，要来取代保罗、希拉他们所传的得救正道。
Satan want to confuse people about the truth Paul and Silas were preaching.
保罗跟希拉他们有智慧，看出魔鬼的诡计，于是奉耶稣基督的名把这个使女身上的鬼给赶了出来。
Paul and Silas with the wisdom from God, and they saw through the the scheme of Satan. So in the name of Jesus Christ, he cast out demon from that slave girl.
因而也带来了逼迫。
And as a result, persecution arrived among them.
我们继续来看十九节，《使徒行传》十六章十九节到二十四节。
Let's read Acts chapter 16, verse 19 to 24.
十九节，使女的主人们见得力的指望没有了，便求助保罗和希拉，拉他们到市上去见首领。二十节
，20.
又带到官长面前说：“这些人原是犹太人，竟骚扰我们的城。”二十一节
，21.
传我们罗马人所不可受、不可行的规矩。二十二节
，22.
众人就一同起来攻击他们。官长吩咐剥了他们的衣裳，用棍打。二十三节
，23.
打了许多棍，使将他们便将他们下在监里，嘱咐禁足严谨看守。二十四节
，24.
禁足领了这样的命就把他们下在内监里，两脚上了木狗。这里记载保罗希拉因为主挡了人家的财路被抓去见首领跟官长。
This passage mentioned Paul and Silas because they take away the money making means of the slave girl, and their master were very angry, and they dragged Paul and Silas to the marketplace for judgment.
被冠上了传罗马人所不可受、不可行的规矩，骚扰人家的城镇的罪名
They accused Paul and Silas of advocating custom unlawful to the Romans.
于是被剥了衣服，挨着棍子打，而且下到监牢里头。
And their clothes was stripped. Strip, and then they were beaten, severely beaten, and severely flogged.
他们从这个使女，她为保罗跟希拉这个免费的宣传被拒绝之后，紧接而来的就是棍子了。
From the point when the slave girl gave them free advertisement, and then Paul Silas refused that.And then to the following account, which they were judged and then severely beaten.
啊，魔鬼这样的诡计啊，对保罗来说啊，已经不是新鲜的事情。
The trickery from or scheme from Satan is not new to Paul.
哦，在《使徒行传》的十四章啊，保罗跟巴拿巴在路斯德也遇到同样的事情。
In chapter 14 of Acts, Paul and Barnabas at the city of Lystra also encounters similar things.
哦，因为在那边他们医治的啊一个啊这个生来就是瘸腿的人啊起来行走。
The city of Lystra, they healed a person who was born a cripple.
哦，于是啊啊众人就大声喊着说啊，有神借着人形降在他们中间了。
Because of that, people shouted, say, the gods have come to us in human form.
哦，于是称巴拿巴为丢失啊，称保罗为希尔米啊，啊，就是希腊人的神奇啊。
And they say Barnabas is Zeus, and Paul as Hermes. These are the Greek gods.
哦，并且呀、啊，啊这个。丢失庙里的或者祭司啊，牵着牛，拿着花圈呐、啊，啊，要向使徒们献祭。
And the priest of Zeus, whose temple was just outside city, brought bulls and wreaths to the city gate because he and the crowd wanted to offer sacrifice to them.
把保罗跟巴拿巴当成神啊，当成啊啊，就是、他们的神要来敬拜。
They want to worship Paul and Barnabas as their Greek gods.
哦，当然，保罗跟巴拿巴啊，他们就解释再解释，终于啊阻止了、哦、百姓把他们当成神敬拜。
And Paul and Barnabas try to explain, and finally they stop these people offering sacrifice to them.
哦，接下来哈、哦、啊，这个、哦、魔鬼的诡计不成啊，换来就是众人用石头。来打这个保罗跟巴拿巴。
So when Satan saw that his first scheme didn't work, and so he subsequently attacked Paul and Silas, causing people stone Paul.
哦，这个真是魔鬼的诡计啊！敬酒罚扯，罚酒看你吃哪一样。
These are all the scheme of Satan. Sometimes they give you certain treat, and sometimes they give you some attack.
你要花圈还是要石头？
Whether you want to take accept the wreath or do you want to, the stone?
啊，你要啊这个尊荣还是要棍子
？Whether you want honor or sometimes you want rod beating you?
哦，魔鬼啊，往往啊，哦用这一个计谋啊，这一套的策略啊，来逼基督徒、逼神的工人啊来就范。
Sometimes Satan use all these strategy.To force the worker of God, to follow the way of Satan.
哦，所以服侍神的人一定要能够看清楚魔鬼的诡计。
So the worker of God must be wise to see through all the schemes of Satan.
哦，不至于啊陷入魔鬼的圈套啊，沾沾自喜啊，以为受人欢迎尊敬。
So that they will not fall into the trap set by Satan and thinking that they are working successfully and they are worshipped by people.
也不至于啊，因为怕后面的罚酒，怕这个石头，怕棍子，而不敢来传扬啊，不敢啊勇敢为道受逼迫。
Or sometimes the worker because afraid of the persecution and they stop preaching the gospel, but Paul and Silas or Paul and Barnabas did not.
好、哦，那想不到的。攻击跟逼迫，在这里头啊，并没有把保罗跟希拉给打倒。
In chapter 16, we can see that, the persecution and beating did not force Paul and Silas to stop preaching gospel.
哦，在这逼迫，在这攻击里头啊，带来的是想不到的喜乐。
And actually, as a result of this persecution, it brings out the unexpected joy from Paul and Silas.
我们来看25节。
Let's read Acts chapter 16, verse 25.
十六章二十五节，约在半夜，保罗和希拉祷告、唱诗、赞美神，众囚犯也侧耳而听。在这想不到的逼迫攻击里头带来的不是灰心跟失望，而是想不到的喜乐。
So, these unexpected persecuting and beating, losing hope and frustration. Instead, it brings out the joy and peace in Paul and Silas.
这二十五节里头可以说是我们很熟悉的经文保罗、希拉在半夜唱诗、祷告、赞美神。
Verse 25 is a very famous verse describe Paul and Silas in midnight praying and singing hymn praising God.
有人呢给他取个名叫做黑夜二重唱。
Some people call this a duet in the midnight.
半夜的时候被关在内监里头，手脚都上了木狗。
In the midnight, in the inner cell, there with their feet fastened to the stocks.
长夜漫漫，极其的痛苦，无限的孤单。
It was a long night, and very, very a lot of suffering too.
仿佛看不到明天呢。
As if they would not see tomorrow.
看不到希望。
As if they would not see hope.
但是就在这样的情况之下，保罗、希拉竟然能够在那边祷告、唱诗、赞美神。
Even in such bad circumstances, Paul and Silas still pray and sing hymn to praise God.
他们发自于内心的喜乐，对当时同样关在监牢里头的囚犯来说是想不到的事情。
The joy they expressed in this bad situation was very a big surprise.To all other prisoners in the prison cell.
他们极为稀奇所以都是侧耳而听
They marveled at Paul and Silas' behavior, so they listened carefully to what they were doing.
心里想说这两个人一定是疯了
Perhaps initially they thought these two people must be crazy or mad.
在这监牢里头只有哀嚎只有叹息只有哭泣怎么会有喜乐赞美神的声音呢
Supposedly, in this inner cell, the only voice you hear is groaning and sighing. And how can you hear a voice of praising and singing?
所以这是很不容易的一件事情。
So it's not an easy matter.
也是侍奉神的人当有的一个在挫折里头的一个心态。
And this actually teaches us a good attitude for the work of God in the middle of a setback.
不要忘了，在乌云密布的另外一头依然是阳光普照。
Never forget that behind the dark cloud, there is a sunshine.
想不到的喜乐也触动了想不到能力的帮助。
Unexpected joy from these two workers of God bring forth unexpected power of God.
在二十六节说，忽然地大震动，甚至监牢的地基都摇动，监门立刻全开，众囚犯的锁链也都松脱了。
And verse 26 describes suddenly there was a such violent earthquake that the foundation of the prison was shaken. At once the prison door flew open and everybody's chain came loose.
这里谈到突然之间发生地震。
Suddenly there was an earthquake.
这个地震有别于一般的地震。
This earthquake is different from other earthquake.
把监牢的门全震开了，连囚犯的锁链也都松开了。
Because the foundation of prison was shaken to the extent that prison door flew open and all the chains came loose.
这个想不到的能力一来
When the unexpected power came,
让全监牢的人为之吃惊。
It surprised all the people in the prison.
在圣经里头常有记载地震的这个预表。
The Bible oftentimes describes the meaning of earthquake.
哦，那其中有一项啊是表示属灵的能力。
In one case, the Bible describes earthquake as a manifestation of the power, the spiritual power.
在神救恩的重要关头啊，常常伴随着地震发生。
When there's at a very critical moment of God's salvation, the phenomenon of earthquake occurred.
比如说主耶稣钉十字架的时候，地大震动。
For example, when Jesus was crucified on cross, there was earthquake.
主耶稣从死里复活的时候，地大震动。
When Jesus resurrected from the tomb, there was another earthquake.
旧约选民攻打耶利哥城这个一起呼喊的时候啊，也是地大震动，城墙就倒塌。
In Old Testament, when the Israelites attacked the city of Jericho, and when they all shouted aloud, and there was an earthquake, and then the city wall collapsed.
先知以赛亚在圣殿看见神荣耀的异象的时候
，When Prophet Isaiah saw a vision that God saw the vision of God.
听到撒哈佛喊着圣哉、圣哉、圣哉的呼喊的声音啊。圣殿的门槛的根基啊，也震动。
When Isaiah heard the angel seraph shouting out, "Holy, holy, holy!" and there was great earthquake to the extent that the foundation of temple was trembling.
在这里呀、啊，当福音广传的第一站也发生了地震。
And so in this chapter. We see that when there was a further spread of the evangelical work and it reached to the city of Philippi, and there was earthquake too.
所以啊，我们对外传福音，在神的这个计划当中啊，也是一件很重要的工作。
So this means that in the eyes of God, the expanding of evangelical work especially when reached to a certain place, is considered very important, very critical in God's plan.
在这里我们看到这个地震是在保罗希拉唱诗祷告赞美神的时候发生的。
And we see here the earthquake happened after Paul and Silas prayed and sing hymn to God.
在这外在的神迹彰显之前呢、其实在保罗跟希拉的心里头啊，老早已经有一个得胜环境的决心了。
Before the outward manifestation of God's power of earthquake, in the hearts of Paul and Silas, they already have a determination that they will have the final victory.
也就是说，已经在他内在的这信心上面。已经有一个神迹的环境。
That is before the appearance of the miracle in the outside world, the miracle first appear in the hearts of Paul and Silas.
神的作为常常都是这样子啊。
This is a very often this is a pattern in God's work.
如果我们祷告说主啊。求你在我们的环境里头行一个神迹吧。
If we pray to God like this, God please show us a miracle in this environment.
可能主耶稣会先要查看我们的里头看我们里面有没有准备好了。
So at this time, Lord Jesus will actually first examine our inner heart to see.Whether our heart is well prepared for the occurrence of such miracle.
这往往是神工作先后的次序。
And this points out this the pattern of God's work, and there's a particular order.
在主耶稣出来传福音的时候。
For example, when Lord Jesus was preaching on earth.
主耶稣总是对于那些来祈求他恩典的人说。照你的信心给你成全。
Jesus often said this to the people who seek grace from him, said, let this be fulfilled according to your faith.
换句话说， 要先有那个内在啊，那个信心的神迹啊，才会有外在环境的神迹啊。
In other words, first there has to be an inner miracle of faith happening in a person's heart, then will be followed by an outside miracle.
法利赛人同样来求耶稣行神迹啊。
For example, Pharisee came to seek miracle from Jesus.
主耶稣拒绝他。
Jesus refused.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们的内在没有为耶稣预备好一个神迹的环境。
Because the inner hearts of Pharisees, they did not prepare an environment for Jesus to perform miracle.
换句话说，那种刚硬的心，不是看神迹，看外在的神迹，就可以改变的。
This means that the stubborn heart of those Pharisees cannot be even changed, even when Jesus performed an outside miracle.
这也不怪乎啊。他们看到拉撒路从死里复活，不但没有相信，竟然说连拉撒路也要杀。
That explained when they saw Lazarus resurrected, and they did not repent and believe Jesus. Instead, they come up a plan and they want to even kill Lazarus.
所以当我们祈求神在我们生命里头有奇妙的作为的时候
，So if we pray God to perform a wonderful work in our life.
我们也要先祈求，我们里头是不是已经为神预备好了行神迹的环境，行神迹的心境
？We need ask God to help us prepare an inner environment that is a heart that's ready for God to perform miracle.
我们是不是如同希伯来书那里所说的，我们相信神，相信神他必应允必垂听祈求他的人的祷告。
Do we like the author of Hebrews describe that we have a heart of faith? We believe God will hear and grant the prayer of His people.
次序对了，能力才能够源源不断的临到我们。
Only when we follow the pattern of God, we make our heart ready, and then the miracle, the grace, the power of God will arrive.
所以我们看到保罗跟希拉在这个地大震动之前，他们的心里头老早已经为神预备好了个神迹的心境。
So that's why before the earthquake occurred, Paul and Silas already prepared their heart to allow this miracle to happen.
接着神的能力就彰显出来了。
And then the power of God was manifested.
想不到的能力带来的是想不到的得胜。
Unexpected power of God brought forth unexpected victory.
我们来看十六章的33-34节。
Let's read chapter 16 of Acts, verse 33 to 36.
好，33节，当夜就在那时候，禁主把他们带去洗他们的伤，他和属乎他的人立时都受了洗。34节。于是禁主领他们上自己的家里去，给他们摆上饭，他和他全家因为信了神都很喜乐。想不到的能力之后带来的就是想不到的得胜啊。
So, the consequence of unexpected power is unexpected victory and joy.
禁主全家信主了。
That is the whole family of the jailer believe God.
想必这也是保罗跟希拉没有想到的事情。
This is something not beyond the imagination of Paul and Silas.
所以当保罗跟希拉被禁足棍子打的时候他怎么会想到说这个在打我的人在几个小时之后会全家来洗礼？
Imagine when Paul and Silas was taking the beating and or flogging from the jailer, how can they know that a few hours later this jailer who is beating him, actually, the whole family were believing the Lord.
这个正在逼迫我，在攻击我的人，几小时之后竟然会信主。
And this person right now is attacking me, persecuting me. Several hours later, will actually convert to Christ.
啊，真的是做梦也没有想到啊，神竟然成就了人所想不到的事情。
This is beyond, even beyond their dream, and God, many times realize or fulfill a wonderful work beyond our imagination.
哦，其实这样的一个想不到的事啊，想不到的得胜，也曾经在保罗的身上彰显过。
This kind of unexpected victory happened in the past on Paul's life too.
保罗他曾经也是攻击耶稣、攻击信奉这个真理的人最不遗余力的人啊。
Because Paul himself was a person who persecuted Christians violently in the past.
后来成了耶稣的精兵啊，为真道传达、传扬受逼迫。
And later he himself converted to a soldier of Christ and fight a good fight for God.
在这个想不到的得胜当中，我们看到禁足他的改变。
In this unexpected victory, we can see the total transformation of jailer.
保罗跟希拉身上的木狗啊，脚镣锁链啊，是禁足把他们扣上，亲自扣上去的。
Before, Paul and Silas were fastened, their feet were fastened to the stocks by the jailer.
那现在啊，禁足却为他们摆上饭菜。
But now, a jailer set a meal for Paul and Silas.
那双曾经给他们上木狗的手，如今啊，是捧着饭菜来款待他们的手。
Before the two hands of jailer were fastening the stocks on their feet, and now the same pair of hands were setting meals for them.
那双曾经是拿棍子来伤害保罗跟希拉的手，现在却是用来洗保罗跟希拉伤口的手。
Before that pair of hands of jailer were taking a rod and beating Paul and Silas, now the same pair of hands were washing the wounds of Paul and Silas.
何等的改变啊！
What a great change!
在这之前，禁足是在睡觉。
Before this thing took place, the jailer was asleep.
地震之后他才醒过来啊。
When earthquake took place, he woke up.
那这个睡着了啊，不单是肉体的睡着，更可以说啊，他在灵性上的睡着。
So the sleep of jailer signified not just physical sleep, but also spiritual sleep.
他的良心也是睡着的。
His conscience was also asleep.
当他棍打保罗希拉的时候啊，良心无动于衷啊，还能够舒服的睡觉。
When he hit Paul and Silas with rod, it didn't bother his conscience, and he can sleep still. Went into sleep.
啊，这一场地震呢，不单是把囚犯的脚镣锁链通通松脱了，也把这个禁足他心灵的锁链呢也松脱掉了。
So this earthquake not only loosened the physical chains of the prisoners, but also loosened the chain of the jailer in his heart.
之前呢，对于保罗希拉所传讲的信息没有兴趣。
Before the jailer has no interest listening to whatever Paul and Silas were preaching.
如今是战战兢兢的恭听了。
But now, in a totally changed attitude, he listened attentively.
不但自己听啊，全家都听啊。
Not only himself, listened to the message. He even let his whole family listen.
我们看看这个改变有多大。
So what a great change!
一个伤害人的、一个残忍的、一个无情的人啊， 能够变成一个欢喜快乐爱心接待人包扎人伤口的人。
Before the jailer was a violent and a cruel man, and later he changed into a very tender person who washed the wound of Paul and Silas and also show a great hospitality to them.
这样的能力是福音带来的。
Such result can only be generated by the power of gospel.
是福音的大能造成的结果。
This demonstrates the power of the gospel.
那有人这么说了，说如果将来保罗跟这个禁足啊，在天国相会的时候啊。
Some people mention in future when Paul and the jailer met in heaven.
哦，想起当日这一场遭遇啊，一定啊两个人很会很好，也这个很奇妙的对话哈。
When they remember what happened in that night, they may have a very interesting conversation.
哎，保罗对这个禁足说：“哇，你以前哦，打得我好痛啊。”
Perhaps Paul will say, "Oh, say to the jailer, you hit me very hard."
哦，那禁足说：“啊，你也不要忘了啊，我啊也是啊，替你摆上方菜啊，去洗你伤口啊。”
Jailer may reply, "Don't forget." Later, I wash your wound and also set a meal for you.
所以神的恩典啊，真是奇妙啊，能够让仇敌变成朋友。
This is the miraculous work of God's grace. He can change enemy into friends.
如同诗篇的二十三篇那边说哈，说在敌人的面前啊，为我摆上筵席呀。
It actually fulfills what Psalm 23 says. You set a meal. In the presence of my enemies.
其实神不但应允我们在敌人的面前摆设筵席啊，甚至啊让敌人和我们一同坐席啊。
God not only promised that a feast will be ready before the presence of our enemy. He will even change our enemy into friends, so we can enjoy the meal with our former enemies.
甚至是用敌人摆设筵席啊，为我们摆设筵席啊。
In this case, God actually used the enemy, changed the enemy into friend, and this enemy actually prepared the meal.
成为我们的朋友。
And he became our friend.
所以仇敌成为朋友啊，这是奇妙的改变啊。
So the transformation from enemy to friend is a miraculous change.
是从这个想不到的得胜所带来的。
It's the result of a unexpected victory.
在想不到的得胜之后，想不到的改变之后啊，也有想不到的影响啊。
So, what follows unexpected victory, unexpected conversion, there is also unexpected influence.
到了天亮啊，在这个三十五节之后啊。
When it was daylight, verse 35.
这个官长就打发差役来啊，说要释放保罗跟希拉。
The magistrate sent their officer to jailer with the order release those men.
然后禁足啊，告诉了保罗啊，说官长打发人来要释放他们，可以平安的出去。但是保罗跟希拉啊，却提出质疑啊。
The jailer told Paul.Magistrate has ordered that you and Silas be released. Now you can leave, go in peace. But Paul has such questions to the officer.
我说他们是罗马人呐、啊，并没有定罪啊，然后就被人啊，被这个官长在众人面前打啊，而且又下在监牢啊。现在私底下要叫他们出去啊，这是不行的啊，叫官长自己来讲。
Paul said, "We are actually Roman citizens."And they beat us publicly without a trial. And now they want us to get rid of us quietly. No, let them come themselves and escort us out.
官长啊，一听啊，哇，人这个是罗马人呐、啊，照法律来讲啊，没有经过审判是不能够随便动刑啊，所以知道自己理亏啊，于是啊，亲自来劝保罗、希拉，请他们离开呀、啊。
When the officer heard that Paul and Silas were Roman citizens, and the magistrate punish them without even a trial, and they know they were at fault, so they came to actually escort Paul out of the prison.
我们看到，哎，这个想不到的胜利哦，带来的啊，啊是想不到的平安啊。
So what we see here is unexpected victory led to unexpected peace.
哦，不但是风风光光啊，这个啊，不但是平平安安的离开啊，而且是风风光光的出去。
So not only they left in peace.And they left in a very glorious manner.
好，暴风雨是魔鬼撒旦造成的。
The storm of persecution was caused by Satan and devil.
目的啊，是要来破坏保罗跟希拉啊这个传福音的工作。
Satan's purpose is try to destroy the work of Paul and Silas.
啊，但是在这一场风雨当中啊，神的手一介入啊，就产生了奇妙的作为啊。
But when God's hand intervened in this storm, miraculous things happened.
暴风雨成了撒种的秋雨跟收割的春雨。
The storm of persecution changed into the rain of the autumn rain and the autumn rain of seeding.
禁足全家来信主啊。
The result was the whole family of jailer believe in the Lord.
啊，不但是对禁足一家人有影响。
And not only this change the whole family of the jailer.
哦，在当时一起在监牢里头的囚犯也受了影响。
All the prisoner in that prison were affected too.
好，当啊这个地大震动，禁足一醒，看到监牢的门全开啊。
When the earthquake happened, when all the chains become loose, when the jailer saw the door, the prison door flew open,
直觉地认为囚犯一定全部都跑光了。
The first idea occurred to jailer was all the prisoner must have escaped.
平常想逃逸都来不及了，现在啊有机会。不跑了才是傻瓜嘞。
So for prisoner, before they perhaps try to plan escape, now they have a chance. If they don't go, it's as if they were a fool.
所以难怪这个禁足他一时啊想不开啊，想要拔刀来制裁呀。
So when the jailer thought all the prisoner had fled, he tried to kill himself.
但是事实却出乎禁足他所意料之外。
But what actually happened was beyond the jailer's imagination.
这些囚犯没有人跑。
None of the prisoner fled.
是谁叫他们不要跑
？Who told the prisoner to stay?
难道是保罗跟希拉挡在门口说你们通通不可以跑
？Was it because Paul stand in prison door before the prison door asked all theA prisoner to stay?
当然不是的。
It's not the case.
那么这些囚犯为什么不跑？
Then why did the prisoner stay?
因为这些囚犯，他们深受感动。
Because they were deeply moved.
他们没有想到会有这样的事情发生。
It didn't occur to them such thing would happen.
而这场地震是在保罗跟希拉唱诗祷告赞美神之后发生的。
And this thing happened after Paul and Silas prayed and sing hymn to God.
他们知道这场地震不是平常的地震。
So they knew this is not an ordinary earthquake.
一定跟这两个人有关系啊。
This earthquake must be related to these two people.
这两个人啊，如同犯了天条大罪一般啊。被打了，关到内监，还上了木狗，还有人看守。
Before these two people seems to commit a serious crime, so they have went through all the severe beating and then thrown into the inner cell.
说不定明天就要抓出去杀头了。
Perhaps tomorrow they will be beheaded.
结果在半夜的时候，两个人在那边唱诗祷告赞美神。
But in the midnight, these two people were praying and singing hymn to God.
然后就发生地震了。
Then earthquake happened.
见到的门全开，他们身上的锁链通通松脱。
All the prison door were open and all the chain become loosened.
这到底是怎么一回事
？What happened？
啊，他们想一定跟保罗、希拉这两个人有关系。
They figure out it must be related to Paul and Silas.
所以就是这个原因让这些囚犯不想跑。
So for this reason, these prisoners did not escape.
在日后啊，这个腓立比教会建立之时啊。
Later, when Philip of the Church of Philippi was established.
哦，一定啊，有些信徒啊，就是那天晚上跟保罗、希拉坐过监的人啊。
Some of the believer perhaps is coming from the same prison when Paul and Silas was staying that night.
所以我们看到神的作为很奇妙。
So we can see the miraculous work of God.
在这之前啊，第一步就是要让保罗、希拉不能够跑才可以啊。如果保罗、希拉跑掉，大家就跟着跑了。
And the first thing is that Paul and Silas themselves should not escape.
如果保罗、希拉不明白，说哇，神来拯救了，监牢开了，脚镣锁链通通松脱啊，赶快跑啊。
Suppose that Paul and Silas fled when the chain become loose.
但是他们不跑。
What will happen? But they did not do that.
他们要留下来做见证。
They stayed to testify to the jailer.
因为他们本身就不是因为犯罪被拘捕的。
They knew they didn't come to this prison because they commit a certain crime.
如果跑了，就等于是认罪了嘛。
If you escape at this moment, it means you admit you have done something wrong.
所以当他看到这个禁足要自杀的时候，他马上制止了，说不要伤害自己，我们都在这里。
So when Paul saw the jailer was about to kill himself, and he shouted, don't harm yourself, we are all here.
然后向禁足来传道啊。
And then Paul started preaching to the jailer.
禁足怎么能不听呢？
Of course, the jailer will listen attentively.
就算是铁石心肠的人啊，也不能不听啊。
Even before the jailer has a heart made of iron, now he get changed completely. He listen attentively.
见过这一场事情的发生啊，心都软了，心都开了。
And after this incident, the heart of jailer becomes softened. His heart was actually open to the messages.
在神奇妙的作为之下，不但自己静听啊，是全家静听，接受啊蒙恩啊来得救。
In the grace of God, the jailer not only himself listened attentively, but he also bring this good news to his whole family.
所以保罗、希拉在监牢里头的得胜带来想不到日后的影响。
So the victory Paul and Silas had in the prison had unexpected influence on the future of the church of Philippi.
不但他们个人风光地出了监牢。
And not only they too left the prison in an honorable manner.
想不到的结果就建立了第一间的欧洲的教会，腓立比教会。
But also, this has an unexpected impact, and the result was the establishment of the first church in Europe in Philippi.
所以在保罗写给腓立比教会的腓立比书里头啊。
So later, when Apostle Paul wrote this letter to the Church of Philippi,
谈到说，从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
In chapter 1, verse 5 says, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now.
这个第一天呢，这个头一天呢，就是保罗、希拉在监牢里头的这一天。
The first day was actually the day Paul and Silas were in the prison.
因为这一天对他们来说啊，是重要的一天。
For them, this day was an important day.
他们在这一天尝到福音大能的味道。
This day they experienced, they tasted the great power of the gospel.
所以当他们一回想起这个头一天发生的事情，
So when they remember what happened in that first day,
他们的心里啊就坚强起来啊。
Immediately, their heart was strengthened.
他们的心里啊就火热起来啊。
Immediately, their heart become warm.
他们的信心啊就兴旺起来啊。
And their faith become revived.
所以保罗跟希拉在这一天所付出的代价，永远存留在腓立比教会的历史当中。
So the price that Paul and Silas paid that night has a great impact in the church of Philippi.
啊，就如同啊，我们伊丽莎白教会啊，在东岸，我们是啊，可以说是第一间教会啊。
Just like Elizabeth Church is the first church, a true Jesus church in the East Coast.
啊，当我们呢、啊、将来要办啊这个几十周年的纪念刊的时候啊。
So in future when we have an anniversary,
我们总是会再一次的回顾我们教会的传教历史。
And when we try to remember the history of preaching of this church,
每个人在他的生命里头都有这个头一天。
And there is a first day in each person's life.
啊，头一天尝到主恩典的滋味。
The first day I experienced, I tasted the grace of the Lord.
哦，所以每当我们想起我们的头一天呢
，So every time we remember the first day.
哦，蒙恩的头一天。
The first day I received the salvation.
啊，就如同腓立比啊教会。他们想起他们教会的头一天呢
，Just like Philippi Church, remember the first day they received the gospel.
那保罗、希拉是怎么样圣灵带领他们来到腓立比
？And how Paul and Silas under the guidance of Holy Spirit arrived Philippi.
哦，怎么样受逼迫？怎么样做监牢？怎么样唱诗祷告神
？How they were persecuted? How were thrown into prison? How did they, how they pray and sing hymn to God?
哦、神的手怎么样在暴风雨里头啊显出他的能力他的作为
And how the hand of God intervene in the storm and to demonstrate God's great power
这主一家是怎么样来信主的
How did the whole family of jailer come to the Lord
同监的啊这个囚犯们又是怎么样的悔改的
How did all the prisoners in that prison repented
哦，这都是头一天腓立比教会所发生的事情
These many events actually took place in that first day.
所以每逢回想起、数算起这个头一天
，So every time when they remember the first day,
就成了腓立比教会对外开拓传福音的力量。
It became the strength for the believers in Philippi Church to preach the gospel.
所以今天呢、啊，我们啊在查考了这个啊《使徒行传》十六章。
So today we study the book of Acts, 16, chapter 16.
好，我们的心里啊，同样我们也得到安慰，得到鼓励。
Our heart are comforted and encouraged.
只要我们相信神的能力。
As long as we believe the power of God.
我们等候，我们依照神的计划前往啊，这个来传福音呢。
We wait. And then we obey God's calling and guidance.
我们从神那边呢、啊，就必能够领受那个想不到的引导。
And then we are experience the unexpected guidance from God.
会有想不到的人来信主。
Unexpected people came to believe God.
会提供我们想不到的帮助。
They will give us unexpected help.
会带来想不到的胜利。
It will result unexpected victory.
拥有想不到的平安跟想不到的结果。
And they will be filled with unexpected joy and peace, and this bring out unexpected result.
求神帮助我们。
May God help all of us.
让我们都能够明白，神是超我们所求所想的神。
So that we all understand, God can do things beyond our imagination, beyond our what we seek.
让我们都愿意用我们的信心来等候神的带领跟神的引导。
So let's all have the faith to believe in God, to wait for God's guidance.
我们再来唱诗。